May the sweetness of Jesus lodge deep within your soul and bring you peace. Amen. Jesus said, "Stay with me after I receive communion this evening." I replied, "I'm here, Lord." "Finally, at last, we can spend some time together," he said. "Lord, if you can keep the interruptions out." He replied, "I need your commitment." "I commit." So he began, "I have longed for this time with you, beloved." "Me too, Jesus." "Good. Then here we are together at last." And I want to say I share this with you because this is how he feels about you as well. He longs for time with you. And you are his beloved. The whole reason I put these messages out is to show you how approachable he is. He will speak to you. He loves you so dearly. But we all walk around with so much guilt and condemnation. We think that he doesn't want to be with us. Nothing could be further from the truth. That's the enemy. His whole job is to separate us from God, period. I got hit with hunger and sleepiness, and I know it's the enemy. Demons are trying to make me sleepy and get distracted with food. But I didn't let them do it this time. And the Lord said, "Bear through this with me." So I did. And I just want to inform you that solar storms are wreaking havoc with our minds and our bodies. The foil fabric that I have seems to help deflect the radiation, takes away the headaches, because the sun's plasma emissions have been wild lately, bringing confusion and brain fog and sleepiness. So you may want to get a tinfoil hat if you're experiencing that level of confusion and disorientation. Back to the Lord. I said, "Thank you for loving me and wanting to be with me, Lord." He replied in such a gentle tone, "It is my pleasure, although you don't believe it with certainty. I am glad you will listen to Brandon Manning, by the way. He is very much a heart dweller. I think listening to him will refresh your charism. You are in need of refreshing, are you not?" "Yes, Lord, absolutely. I feel so battle-worn and weary, and confidence is a little bit low. What should I do?" "That's easy," he replied. "Spend more quiet time with me." "Lord, but I do get caught up with distractions, and even now I'm struggling to keep my eyes open." "And that will pass," he added. "It's so good to hear you say that, Jesus. It's so good that you are hearing me, beloved. Lord, I don't understand how we can have contradictory subjects going at the same time with the message. Repentance and the Father's love?" He replied, "What was the first grace I gave you on the night of May 5th? By the way, that was the night fire came down from heaven and I met the Holy Spirit, who took up residence in my heart and belly. The very first grace you gave me on the night of my conversion was searing conviction of all my sins." He replied, "That's correct. Beloved, with all the sludge of sin lining your heart and mind, I could not pour in the new wine. First, the vessel must be burned out and sanitized. I was delicate with you. You were like a Dresden china teacup, very, very delicate. It was beautiful how you responded. Tears of joy, recognition of your sins. I was so happy with you that night when all my dreams for you began to come true. Oh Lord, you filled me with such love, and I still had a long, long way to go. There was so much corruption in me." "Yes, but you saw it and kept seeing it, and I can work with that. It is the souls who refuse to look at their actions and recognize their sinfulness that make it hard for me. Beloved ones, please don't ever refuse to confront your sins. Never run from the truth. I come to clean you out and prepare you for heavenly graces. And when you try to cover up your sins, hiding them, and are unwilling to expose them, I cannot grant you the graces so necessary to your destiny. Some learn as little children to hide their sins because they're afraid they will be beaten and rejected. Others will be disappointed with them, and they will lose the love and affection they so long for. So they sit silently while others are ready to confess and open their hearts and minds to correction. This is tragic for me because I want so badly to give them heavenly graces. But until they're honest about what they've done, who they are and who they are not, I cannot. So I give them to others who have learned to be humble and confess their failings. Please, my little ones, please, never be afraid of telling the truth about yourself. I love you so tenderly. It will never change my love for you. Never. When you have matured and are ready to openly take responsibility for your faults, I can begin in earnest to prepare you for the next level of graces. But until that happens, you are not ready for the gifts that can be safe only in a soul of utmost humility and integrity, because those gifts will be used to destroy them. It takes great courage and moral strength to be open and welcome corrections. This sets a pattern for growth and advancement, that you are willing to be teachable and conquer yourself. This is what I love to see in my bride. I encourage you to listen to Brennan Manning, the Franciscan priest who struggled with alcoholism, and the way he exposed his weakness to the world. He is a man endowed with great love and understanding. His famous word from the Lord sums it up. I love you as you are, not as you should be. I had nothing to offer the Lord in my 33rd year when he visited me. I thought I had to be holy, but no. He drew me into his arms as the sin-stained, wounded and broken soul I was. Then he revealed his overwhelming love for me, and I was never the same after that. His love is tender, like a downy feather floating in the breeze from a nest of doves. His love is all-consuming, like getting caught in the undertow of the ocean. His joy tugs you away from your dark past into the ecstasy of heavenly realms. His love sweeps away all doubt, all fear, all hatred and anxiety. When he has touched you and made his intentions clear, your heart is left speechless, and you know beyond the shadow of a doubt that he is in love with you and will never, ever abandon you. When he speaks with me, there's no air of condescension. Rather, his voice is calm, steady, and reassuring. He knows why my heart is troubled and has already provided a remedy. When evil lurks, he secures me in his arms and shields me with his words of protection. You know beyond shadow of a doubt that he will protect you from demons, Bigfoots, cougars, and every form of pernicious evil. His name is a strong tower that danger cannot scale, but lifts you out of harm's way effortlessly. There is no one like our God who made you and loves the work of his hands. There is no evil too dark, no crime too violent, no deed so vile that he cannot find it in his mercy to forgive you. All he wants is to forgive you, make it right with you, heal your brokenness. equip you with skills you've always dreamt of having, with the support you've needed to realize your dreams. And that's so true. He did that with art and with music with me. I always wanted to do artwork and express things through art. And I couldn't get beyond stick drawings. And then after that night, after May 5th, all of a sudden I knew how to paint and how to draw. It was a gift that was just given to me almost immediately. And then he gave me the gift of music. I was overwhelmed, just overwhelmed with the way he set my life up. He took away photography, which was a challenge for me because it could cause me to get prideful, and gave me music, which is a wonderful gift, but I really have to struggle sometimes to be able to do it. It keeps me humble. He is not like anyone you've ever known. He is God, omnipotent, glorious, faithful, and true, the best friend you could ever have. He is able to provide for your every necessity, heat in the winter, water in the drought, sunshine for the garden, healing for your loved ones, and increase for your sheep and cattle. All that he asks is that you live by his rules, that in the end will bring you the greatest happiness and lead you into eternal life. Before I was saved, I made a mess out of my life, and at age 33, it needed severe reworking. It was a mess. That night he came down from heaven and inhabited me. Everything changed. I was given inspiration and skills and direction that brought me so much joy. And I was given a good husband. He's so faithful, my dear ones. Don't be afraid to come to him and to confess your faults to him. And remember what Brennan Manning said, I love you the way you are, not the way you think you should be. Remember that, and do not let self-condemnation take the joy out of your life. Forge ahead knowing that he truly, truly loves you.